across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, and a very good morning to you, Tyler.
Morning. How what a shambles today was.
Oh, what it was very exciting for a moment there. I actually had a bit of a thrill when the technology behind the scenes
stops working.
Melts down.
Proper meltdown too. So,
like the screen, it looked like somebody had hacked into it, like the Russian hackers or something.
And poor Jess is just sitting here being like, shall I go and do the news? We're like, not sure yet, sis. Don't know if it wants to work.
How are your nerves, Jess? Like, how does this sort of thing affect you?
It takes a lot to stress me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, to just how calm and collected she is. I had the honour of calling the station technical manager, right, who at first, it sounded like somebody's not meant to be up at this time.
Of course.
Hello, was the sort of response. I feel so sorry for him. He's such a legend, takes care of all the stuff.
And has to deal with us all of the time.
Yeah, walked me through what to do. And then I sort of stepped into the area I wasn't meant to, like ask him questions he didn't know about. Didn't like that.
Nah.
Which is fair.
Fair enough. It's stupid
early,
o'clock in the morning.
But I think we're back on track now.
Looks like it.
So hang with us. It's going to be a great day today. And Jess, we'll catch up with you in just a couple of minutes to find out all the latest local news stuff, if we will.
If the computers work.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, everyone. Cross them safely in your cars as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo. Time to catch up with Jess to get all of your local news gossip, if you will.
There we go.
We're on.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Yet another shaky start, but it's all good. We're here.
We're all here. All in one piece.
Jess, the Hunter is getting a special visitor today.
Yeah, so 2 months out from the state election, it was bound to start eventually. The New South Wales Deputy Premier will be in the Lower Hunter, heading to Cessnock, Brankston, Maitland, Singleton to make a number of funding announcements. The Hunter Valley Air Show, which is massive in Pocolbin, attracts like 20,000 visitors and some of the country's best pilots. That's expected to get a little bit of a cash injection and a bit of money for Brankston's town centre too.
That's cool. I've never been to the air show before. Maybe we should go. A little field trip.
It's so good.
Yeah. Do you see the like pilots? Do you love a pilot, Jess? Like in their uniform and everything.
Who doesn't?
Okay, here's a question. Because the air show pilots, they're different, right? Because they're doing stunts extreme.
They're like adrenaline junkies.
Exactly, right? What about the ones who like walk through the airports with their little wheelie bags? What are your thoughts on them?
They're usually hot.
Still hot.
They've got this authority about them that we can never touch.
Yeah, they've got their own lines, like at the security screening and everything. Yeah. Oh, look, they've got it. They've got it good in life, don't they?
They're the ones that walk around with like the AAA passes.
Oh, yeah.
Access all areas all the time.
Exactly. Right? Oh, that's very good. And now also, they're looking to reduce the number of pokie machines. What's going on with this?
Yeah, so Labor put forward their plan should they get elected, when it comes to gambling, and there's a trial going on at West New Lambton to do with like cashless gambling and that sort of thing.
Yep.
So they want to see that expanded should they get in. It's one of a number of policies. They want to, you know, try and reduce the amount of gambling that happens in the state. It is quite a problem, but, you know, there's so many moving parts to this. We know that our pubs and our clubs do get quite a lot of revenue from their pokies and all that sort of thing. So they want to see external gaming signage banned as well, and a limit put on how much you can actually put through the machines at a time.
Totally, because cashless pokie machines are dangerous.
See, this is the thing, right? They're supposed to help solve the situation, like help reduce gambling. But to me, it feels like
it's way more convenient.
It feels like it's more dangerous. So I don't know about the whole thing. I'm a bit skeptical, if you will.
It'll be interesting to see what the results are of this trial and see what they make of it.
Actually.
Yeah, well, that's... Hey, very good. Thanks for updating us on that. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Up next, a new, like, system, if you will, for making money after you get married. Now, I just got married, so my ears perked up immediately.
Of course.
I'm always after a cheeky bit of cash. It's part of my nature.
You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
5:24. Quick story here, Tyler, and my ears perked up because it's about how to make money after you get married.
Okay.
I just got married and I thought, oh, cheeky bit of cash.
Here
we go.
Yeah.
So this lady has basically set up. She after she got married, she realized. My wedding dress, I'm never going to wear this
again.
Yeah,
of course. Right? And so a lot of women just pack them up in a box and leave them in the cupboard forever for moths to eat, right?
Yeah, dust gathers on there. You think, oh, I even paid money to get dry cleaned. For what?
Yeah, what's the point?
Never going to use this thing again. So she's basically set up a little marketplace where you can sell your wedding dress because they're only used once.
A lot of women do this.
So you literally sold it the day after she got married, got about $5,000 for it.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's like your honeymoon fund
exactly.
There, right?
Yeah, and she was so inspired by this. She's created this business called Rebride, right?
Wow.
And essentially you can get on there. It's like a little marketplace for selling your wedding dress.
Also amazing for women who are on a budget trying to, you know, have a wedding but not want to spend a ridiculous amount of money on a wedding dress.
That's
as well.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about it though. There's just that I feel like I need to hold on to the dress for at least a couple of years for some kind of like sentimental reason.
I guess that's what gets a lot of ladies, and that's the reason this business hasn't been created before.
Beforehand, right? But I totally get it.
Yeah.
A friend of mine who only recently got married maybe 2 years ago bought a dress and then a week before her wedding found another dress that she loved even more, so bought that. So she had two wedding dresses after the wedding and was like, I don't need any of these anymore. I've sold them. Made $10,000.
$10,000.
On both dresses.
That's actually genius.
Right?
I think this kind of thing is going to get more and more popular.
100%. And also, too, I feel like maybe like pre-loved wedding dresses are totally a thing. Now you can hire dresses, you can hire clothing.
Why not?
What's stopping you from hiring your wedding dress?
Only use it once.
That's it.
Oh, good luck to her. Good business idea.
Totally.
You only need to scrape a little off the top to make big cash.
Up with DeNovo's Tyler and Crevo here at New FM. And we've got an update on Curios.
DeNovo's. We do now. Yesterday we mentioned that Nick Kyrgios has been busted on an e-scooter in Melbourne. No helmet. But also, extra detail, dubbing his girlfriend, which I feel like is totally illegal.
Both of them no helmets.
Neither of them wearing a helmet.
Now, like, okay, I'm actually going to put in a counterpoint here.
Okay.
Because when I just come back from this trip, everyone in Europe rides the e-scooters.
No helmet?
Never saw a single helmet.
Well, maybe that's the rules. Maybe there's no rules over there about helmets.
But does it? When you're in Melbourne, you got to obey the rules. Just because you're in a different country doesn't mean you get to use the laws from the country you come from.
That you come from. You're not in that country
anymore.
It doesn't work that way. No. So Victoria Police have been made aware of this photo.
Yeah.
They've said police are aware of an online image of a man riding a scooter in Melbourne CBD without a helmet. Although it's unclear when the image was taken, Melbourne Highway Patrol, now that they're aware, will make inquiries in relation to the incident.
Ooh.
And then former NBL star Andrew Bogut has decided to chime in on it.
Don't know who
saying,
he is.
Oh, he is just like a squeaky wheel on Twitter. So annoying.
Right.
And will just nitpick at the dumbest of things.
Okay.
And he's chosen to nitpick at this, saying, such a nanny state, Victoria. Fine him for not taking his own safety seriously, with a whole bunch of clown emojis as well. So, all right, shut up, Andrew Bogut. No one cares about your opinion. We know.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? If he fell off the scooter, right, and needed to be taken to hospital in one of our ambulances,
he'd obviously force that upon them, wouldn't
he?
Yeah,
and then he's in hospital, and it's the taxpayer paying the bill. So you've got to fine him. You've done the crime. You do the time.
In a really awful turn of events, though, Crevo, Nick Kyrgios has had to pull out of the Australian Open.
Oh, what a devastation.
A really bung knee. He's out.
He probably fell off his e-scooter.
Was supposed to play today.
You would. That's how he'd done it.
Very likely.
I'm calling it early.
Well, that's what you get for not wearing a helmet. You do your knee in.
It was zero evidence. He should have been wearing knee pads.
Should have been.
Oh, well.
All of the protective gear that he wasn't wearing has made him pull out of the Australian Open. What a shame.
Classic him being a naughty boy is all I can say.
Classic.
Now, there's a big show the Arctic Monkeys played in Sydney. Was it
over the weekend?
Yeah,
yes,
over the weekend.
Domain. Yep.
Well, a lot of people said it was awesome.
Looked good.
A couple of friends went.
Yeah.
And they said, what an amazing show.
Oh, Alex Turner, mate. He does things to me, that lead singer.
Does he now?
So hot.
What sort of things does he do?
Like little tingly things.
Yeah, right. I'll leave that to the imagination. But apparently he's done a little tingly thing to someone, because there's been reports. Now, I've heard these reports circling, so we've done some investigation. Reports that a lady gave birth at the concert.
Could you imagine? she'd want to name that kid Alex Turner for sure.
Yeah, or Arctic or something.
Or Monkey.
Probably a less good option. Anyway, we've done the investigation. We're going to bring you the full details in just a couple of minutes as you wake up with the Novos. Yeah, so I actually saw this pop up on Reddit and I was quite excited about this because what an amazing story.
I know.
You know, and of course, that's a few, like when something happens on Reddit, usually within the next 6 to 12 hours,
it's all over the news.
It goes into the news, it goes to Twitter, yeah. Like it just starts emanating into the internet. And the rest of it. And people, like, the comment section was so good. Like, where's your ticket, son? probably the youngest person to ever attend an Arctic Monkeys concert. That sort of gear. And, you know, fantastic. What happened, though, and this is kind of disappointing. The lady went into the medical tent in labour.
Yeah.
Right? It turns out it was a false labour, false alarm.
Oh, so she actually didn't give birth.
She was in there for almost an hour with the medical staff. They're ready to deliver the baby. Like, gonna have a baby. And then like, oh no, false alarm.
She just had a small case of Braxton Hicks.
Something like that.
Oh, my God.
But she was so close that everyone was full panicking.
What an anticlimax.
I know. I was so excited. Like, I thought at a minimum, if you like are born at an Arctic Monkeys concert, you should get free tickets.
For life.
Yeah, for the rest of your life.
For life.
Every time they play.
Also, too, your name should have something to do with the band or one of the band members.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, or like the place they were playing. Because where were they?
At the Domain.
Domain.
Yeah.
Not a bad name.
Yeah, I guess. Sounds a bit Alex like, is way better.
Yeah, definitely. More normal.
And I mean, that's gender neutral as well. You could go Alex for a boy or a girl. And I feel like Alex Turner, the lead singer of the Arctic Monkeys, would greatly appreciate that.
I think they would be so excited. Like, if you were, you know, in the band, you'd be thrilled.
And then he would bring the baby up on stage and hold him like Mufasa holds Simba.
From the Liking. It'd be a great moment. A bit of an anti-climax there. The internet likes to take those sorts of rumours and run, though.
Don't they?
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo. New
FM. And a good morning to you if you're just joining us. Jess, before you go anywhere, we've got to talk about that Jax the dog.
Yeah.
It's my part of the world where I grew up, like literally just 5 minutes away.
Wow.
And I'm in the local Facebook gossip group.
Did you see it?
Well, I saw the post go up. My dog's stuck between two rocks. Can anyone help? And I just knew that people would rush down because everyone loves animals. It's like a little farming area.
Of course.
And what a great story. After 2 days, gets out alive.
So good. And so many people, like, responded to those Facebook posts and went and helped. It was a mammoth effort. So good.
You know what person I would be in that situation? I'd be like, I'm not going to help do any of the heavy lifting. I'm just going to sit here with the dog with snacks and make sure that he's all good. No one move me. No one move the dog. We're good.
I'll bring sandwiches.
Just move everything around the dog to make sure he gets out safely. I would be the comforter for sure, I think.
That's your job in the
100%. I ain't doing that heavy lifting. I'm the emotional support.
So how, like, deep down was it, do you know? Or?
8 metres, apparently.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can get down 8 metres.
Well, no one could get in. That was the problem. They had to use, like, jackhammers to, like, break open rocks, and they had to cut down trees that were around it as well. It's massive.
Oh, Jax, poor little darling.
I'm glad that he's out safe and sound. What a great way to start the day.
Absolutely.
Hey, another great way to start things off for your day is to play Three of a Kind.
Yeah, a $50 fuel card up for grabs. It's a brand new game for 2023. Yesterday it went swimmingly.
Yeah.
We'll give you three things, basically, and you've got to identify the theme.
That's right. So let's have an example.
All right. So if I say to you a daiquiri, a mojito, and a Cosmo.
I'll buzz you with my name, Crevo, and say cocktails.
Of course it is.
There you go. You've
won
one.
KFC, Macca's, Hungry Jack's.
Crevo.
Go.
It'd be fast food restaurants.
Easy peasy. See, you've got this in the bag.
Yeah, and you can too. Here's the phone number, 4967-4105. If you want to play Three of a Kind and win yourself $50 worth of free petrol.
So it looks like Kate from yesterday who lost is back on the line. So hopefully she'll be back to play for the title of the winner this morning.
Well, she's had more practice than anyone.
Right. Yeah. She's at an advantage now. So if right. you feel like that you can be better than Kate doing this, join the show, 4967 4105 for a $50 fuel card to play Three of a Kind.
Yeah, new producer DJ Michael, take your calls, have a chat to him and play. We'll do it in just a couple of minutes as you wake up with Tyler and Crevo. It's time for our brand new game, Three of a Kind. Let's do this thing.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is simple, right, Tyler?
Three of a Kind. That's all it is. We give you three things. You've got to identify the theme. We've got two callers on the phone this morning. They're going head-to-head with one another.
That's right. Let's do the example from yesterday once more.
Okay, so your name is your buzzer, Crevo. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yep.
Macca's, Hungry Jack's, KFC.
Crevo.
Go.
Fast food restaurants.
Easy. You got it. You got
easy
a point.
As that. All right. Let's first of all meet Kate. How's Myanmar this morning?
Kate, have we got you there? Oh, no.
No? Okay, that's all right. Kate was from yesterday. She was our runner-up.
She was our runner-up from yesterday. So she's playing for the winner's title again today. Let's see if we've got Jack on the phone in Mayfield. Hey, Jack. Okay, this seems to be a technical problem with us.
I can hear, like, let me see here. Let me see if there's any tricks to this. Is that... Hey, Kate, have we got you back?
You got me back.
Yes. Hello. All right, Kate, are you feeling confident today?
To take it back?
I'll try it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
You got this. All right, let's go over and meet Jack in Mayfield now. How you doing? Oh, God. Now, this time, Jack, you there?
Jack is not there.
That's okay. Let's try and get on our... Is there someone online too, DJ Mike? That's what I want to know. We're about to find out.
Sorry, Kate. Let's give... Hello, who's this?
It's Trish.
Oh, Trish!
Hello!
How are you?
Never better, Trish. Lovely to hear your voice.
Congratulations, Crevo. Congratulations, Tyler.
Oh, thanks so much. Congratulations all round. How nice of you, Trish.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Congratulations.
Well, you're going to have a go at this. You ready? Do you know how it works, right? Yeah, you've been listening. Fantastic.
Yep. All right, so we're going to go Kate v. Trish here. Now, of course, your name is your buzzer. It's first of two, best of three. I always get so confused with that.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Shall we get down to business, Crevo?
Yep. All right, let's do this. Kate v. Trish. First one. Toyota, Daihatsu, Mazda.
Trish.
Hey.
Oh, that was Trish.
Yep. All right, Trish. What is it?
Cars.
Yeah, that is correct. We'll give you that one. Well done. All right. Next one. Here we go. 1 point to Trish. Angus and Coote, Michael Hill, Crowds.
Oh, that was Kate quick. Hit us, Kate. What is it?
Their jewellery shop.
Sure that is correct. Well done.
One apiece.
All right. Everything to play for here. Next person gets it. Crunchy, Snickers, Twix.
Kate.
Oh, that was Kate.
Kate, it was definitely Kate. What is it?
Chocolate bars.
Yes, you beauty.
Kate has done it. Well done, Kate. $50 worth of fuel is coming your way. Well done.
Sure is. Well done. And I guess Trish back tomorrow to defend her title, to try and win for herself. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. And up next, a bit of a
royal
story.
Now, one of the biggest books to come out of 2023 early this year, Crevo, is, of course, Spare, Prince Harry's memoir.
Yep.
It's got some cookery in it.
Doesn't it what? And I thought when you said cookery, I got excited about food.
No. It's completely cooked. And he's also recorded an audiobook. So we've got some golden audio to play next on some of the content of this book.
I'm just minutes off. You're waking up with the Novos. Oh, we've got to talk about this Prince Harry situation.
The Novos.
Yeah, Crevo, I feel like we have learnt more about Prince Harry in the last week than we have about the royals for as long as our lifetime.
Obviously this book has been the major cause of this, yeah? So talk us through, I guess, some of what's happened here.
So initially, this book, it's broken records already and it's only been out for, a week? It's sold millions of copies. It has overtaken Barack Obama and Michelle Obama's books alone in sales around the world because people are so interested and invested in wanting to know about Prince Harry and his life, and it's literally a tell-all memoir because there's TMI, to the max.
Yes, like it is fascinating. And even though I'm not normally a big Royals watcher.
No, me neither.
This has somehow sucked me into its circle.
Has it?
Yeah, it's I found myself on holidays, Emmy put on some of that Meghan and Harry Netflix.
Oh, the Netflix one, yeah.
I was like, I'm not watching that.
Nah.
And then out the corner of your eye, you start watching it.
Yeah, right. You were sucked in.
And then by the end, you're watching it. And you're going, how have they done that?
So the latest in this, and this is the most viral part of the book that's going obviously viral online, but he's also recorded an audio book. And this is probably the most rancid bit of that book.
Of course we're going to play it. Here we go.
My penis was oscillating between extremely sensitive and borderline traumatized. The last place I wanted to be was Frostnipistan. I'd been trying some home remedies, including one recommended by a friend. She'd urged me to apply Elizabeth Arden cream. My mum used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger?
Todger?
It works, Harry. Trust me. I found a tube, and the minute I opened it, the smell transported me through time. I felt as if my mother was right there in the room. Then I took a smidge and applied it down there.
So what happened was he got frostbite on his wang, and then someone has suggested to use Elizabeth Arden cream on the wang to cure, well, help or relieve the pain of the frostbite, and then it's just transported him to an emotional moment with his mother, and while he's applying said cream to said wang, he feels like Lady Diana is right there in the room with him.
Like, as he's reading that, doing the audiobook, is nothing going through his mind where he's like, maybe I shouldn't do this?
For the love of God, please tell Prince Harry to stop.
That's all we ask. And we'll leave it right there. Jess in next with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom. What a fascinating family they are.
Shut up.
My God. Can't believe
we're talking
it.
What went wrong with the rental car?
So obviously rented a car for a couple of days whilst on holiday, and straight off the bat I was thrown because it's the other side of the road.
Of course. Now, but that's not in, is it in England as well?
No,
or is
England's,
it just in Europe? England's the same size, right? Which is confusing because if you spend half your time in the UK and then half your time in Europe, you've got to learn which way to go again.
Yeah, and it's, the weird parts is like turning left.
Yes. Right. You've got to keep right.
You got to cross the road as well. And you're like,
yeah, just, of course.
And none of it makes sense. Anyway, first few turns, almost had an accident. Got on the motorway. And I was in the fast lane thing. I'm in the slow lane.
Oh, no, because it's the opposite end.
And the French, they love to drive like absolute maniacs. So the motorway speed limit, 130.
What?
Yeah.
Kilometres?
Kilometres.
Whoa.
And I'm sitting on like 120, 130.
Yep.
But I was in the fast lane thinking I'm in the slow lane.
And the French are angry people. They'd be flipping you off, being like, get out of my goddamn way.
Flashing lights, beeping horns. Nee, 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 nee. And then you pull over doing 130 and they just fly past you.
Doing 150.
Maybe more. Don't even know.
Oh, my God.
It's absolute chaos. Of course, we want to know what went wrong with the rental car. Let's go to Joe up first. How are you?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
Never better, Joe. What a fantastic day it is. It's great, right? Let's hear what went wrong with the rental car.
I had the same as you in America, wrong side of the road and everything. Yeah. But the other problem we had was we were stuck in the middle of a national park with a flat battery.
Oh, no. Like, what? How did you get out of the situation? What happened?
We called the company and they eventually got, like, their version of the NRMA out and, hours.
Yeah. Oh,
what an absolute nightmare. And with a holiday, you always got things going on planned out, don't you?
And did it cost you any extra money for this hiccup?
No, I don't remember it costing us anything. It was so long ago now.
Lucky, because usually when things go wrong with a hire car, you're the liability. Regardless of whether or not it's the car's problem, it's going to be at your cost, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my God. Thanks for that one, Joe. Time for What's the Goss?
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
The hottest music.
TikTok, turn it up.
It's my favorite.
What's the Goss? New
FM. So, Krivo, you're familiar with the recent debacle of Shakira.
That's right. There's so much going on. I mean, there was the whole tax situation,
which she is pinning on her now ex-husband, Gerard Piqué.
Look.
So she and husband have gone their separate ways.
Yep.
Her husband, Gerard, is back on the dating scene with a 22-year-old. And so Shakira has written a song in Spanish pretty much giving him the biggest diss ever.
Okay,
take a listen.
We're going to play some. Obviously, it's in Spanish, but bear with us. Banger.
Yeah, I like it. And yeah. I mean, it's got that signature sound of Shakira, right?
Yeah.
This song has broken records with 63 million views since she uploaded it on the weekend, making it the most watched Latin song online.
Jeez.
It's broken records.
People absolutely loving it.
Now, would you like me to translate some of the lyrics for you, Kriba?
Yes, please, because I don't speak Spanish.
Me neither, and I'm not going to try and sing it. I'm just going to recite the lyrics to you because I don't know in what tune it is. But it goes like this. I'm worth two 22-year-olds because I'm way better than her, and good luck to you trying to replace me with her. You traded a Ferrari for a Twingo. Not sure what a Twingo is.
It's a little Renault car, a little
there you
French
go.
One.
Right, so it's not a Ferrari.
No.
Right?
It's a cheap little dirt box.
Another line. You traded a Rolex for a Casio. So, I mean, if that's not a big clap back to your divorce.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what is.
Yeah, look, she's obviously very upset.
And, I mean, but, like, it'll be interesting to see if Gerard Piqué writes a song back. Not sure if he has any musical talent, but, I mean,
yeah,
that'll be the next best thing to see, right?
I want to see, like, how the whole fallout with, like, the tax situation is. Because I know in every country, the equivalent of the ATO, they always get their money.
There are other lyrics in the song that said, you left me in debt with your mother-in-law as, with my mother-in-law as my neighbour. So she's trying to pin him as the one leaving her in debt and the one in trouble as well.
Oh my God. It's
I'll
getting
keep
juicy.
You updated as, as more news comes to hand with Shakira.
The Novos. 105.3 New FM.
All right, Tyler, yesterday I saw, like last night, I saw this footage going around of a hot air balloon in Melbourne.
Yeah.
It had taken off, obviously, beautiful Melbourne morning. You know, it's taking off and there's the fog hanging over the ground and everything.
Not a flick of wind either, I would assume.
None around. Anyway, they're off there. They have their lovely flight. Usually it's a little glass of champagne that
beautiful
you clink.
Sunrise,
mid-flight.
How romantic.
Absolutely stunning. You know, the...
Oh, yeah,
of the
heat.
Hot air taking you up. While they're up there, though, the wind picks up.
Oh.
And then, you know, it's a little bit at first. You think, that's all right. This is a little bit of wind.
We'll go where the wind takes us.
You've got no choice. This thing has no rudder, right? Anyway, the wind, as they're starting to go back down, the wind's picking up more and more. It's getting later in the morning. And the start of the first, they're like, yeah, we'll be just at the edge of the landing area. That's all right. More and more wind comes.
Oh, my God.
Takes them totally off course. They end up landing on a footpath next to the ocean.
Like a walking path?
Yep.
Can I say, I'm not even concerned for the people in the hot air balloon. I'm more concerned for old mate that's taking his morning walk, not expecting a hot air balloon to come out of nowhere.
You're not going to hear it coming, are you?
Literally, you would not. Potentially landing on him and squishing him.
So lucky.
Happy
right?
Monday.
The basket fit. It was a double-width walking path, like one of those ones for bikes.
Big wide one.
Yeah, each way. And the basket fit exactly into the space.
Could you imagine looking up? Okay. Let me paint the picture. You've got your dog.
Yeah.
You're going for a walk down Bathers Way.
Yeah.
Right? And you're minding your own business. 9 times out of 10, you've got a podcast in. You're not paying attention to your surroundings.
Yeah.
And then a big old hot air balloon just comes and lands right in front of you. Blocks your way.
It's full on. It is a like any further to the left or right would have hit a tree, the water. They were right near the water.
Could have hit a human creep or someone could have died.
Exactly. This is what I want to do. Now, I know that the chances of this are so small, but
we can give it a go, though, right?
4967-4105. Have you or someone you know had a hot air balloon near miss?
Oh, do you think that there'd be someone
in the whole of Newcastle and the Hunter?
Surely.
I know that the chances are small.
Yeah, but surely because we do the hot air balloon rides here in the Hunter, right? Surely there's something's going to miss somewhere
maybe.
There,
or
right?
Maybe somewhere else. Doesn't have to be like local to here. Everyone that gets on the show this week goes into the draw for an escape for two people to Crown Plaza Hunter Valley.
Oh, that's nice.
It's as nice as it gets. 4967-4105. Have you or someone you know had a hot air balloon near miss? With the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, we're talking about hot air balloon near misses.
Novos.
The Novos.
Now, all I can say is the hot air balloon companies in the Hunter Valley must be doing a great job because we've had no calls on this.
True.
And they obviously like better at reading the weather and stuff.
Of course.
You've had some issues while trying to book a hot air balloon.
So when my partner Marcus and I got together 4 years ago now for our first Christmas, he bought me a hot air balloon voucher.
Beautiful.
4 years ago, we've tried to book this thing 6 times. And it's in Byron Bay. So we've gone up to Byron Bay, booked it. We're like, yep, we'll get up early tomorrow morning. Every single time, this goddamn hot air balloon has been cancelled because of the weather, because there's been a slight chance of wind.
See, I think in Australia, normally they're extremely careful.
Yeah.
And look, I get that it's frustrating for you.
Of course, but then I could also end up like these guys in the hot air balloon yesterday, almost
nearly crashed into the water slash a big thing.
So it makes sense, but I'm also still like, can you just let me do it?
At least once. I had friends who did it over in America.
Yeah.
Right? And they went and they said it was the same thing. It was perfectly still when they went up. Amazing. When they came down, wind starts picking up, picking up. They were landing in this big field, right? Yeah. And the guy said, we're aiming for this end of the field. The wind took them all the way to the other end.
Oh.
And it starts, like, scraping along the ground and lifting again and, like, dropping and lifting.
Like when you skim a rock over water.
Yeah. And then it ended up, like, crashing into, like, this big hedge at the end of the field.
Oh, my God. Imagine if they were, like, on a cliff edge or something and they missed it.
Wow. I mean, I think that's why they don't land in many cliffs.
Fair assumption. What about in Morocco? Aren't there cliffs everywhere or where all those hot air balloons are in Morocco?
Probably.
So is that Turkey?
Don't know. Never been there.
Neither.
But it sounds like it. Sounds plausible.
Yeah.
But they were so lucky and then, like, the balloon, like, got ripped and stuff when it went down. Like,
that's terrifying.
Terrifying.
I would much rather my hot air balloon get cancelled every single time than go through that.
Yeah.
Because, are you attached? Do you have an emergency parachute? Like, how do you get out of that situation? You got to jump?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They ended up, like, jumping / falling out right at the end. That's you know you're in trouble when the pilot guy's panicking.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And then there is no room for no calm.
No, exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
My friends were very lucky, all I can say. The Hunter guys must be doing an excellent job.
Yeah, no near misses around here.
Not at all.
Which is good to know. Also, around here, though, beautiful beaches and some stinking hot weather. I want to tell you about the absolute debacle I went through yesterday when I went to Burwood Beach.
Oh, just getting there is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into the details in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, we're here now about Tyler's beach debacle.
The Novos.
And in the beginning, it was not a debacle. So Marcus, my partner, and I have decided that during the summer, we are going to visit a new beach every single day.
That is awesome. I love that sort of, like, you know, plan or strategy.
Yeah, because I'm still new to town.
Yeah.
And we used to live near Dixon Park Beach. So Dixon Park Beach was the only beach we would ever go to, right?
Of course, makes sense.
I only discovered the bogey hole on Friday.
You're just learning
stuff. I'm such a noob. I didn't know that the bogey hole was a thing. And then he took me there. I was like, mate, this is cool. How's it taken you 18 months to show me this?
Because is he a local?
He's a local. Well, he's not, but he's lived here for 8 years.
Yeah.
So he's basically a local now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the same. He's like, well, I live near Merriweather Beach. Why would I go to any other beach? So now our goal is to suss out a new beach every time. And we're swimming every day.
Awesome.
So yesterday we were like, yeah, we've got time. Marcus has Mondays off, so we'll go to Burwood Beach. It's a bit of a walk. People have said it's a beautiful beach, though.
Yeah, and so you can't see the houses there. That's what's really cool.
That's it, yeah. And it looks like a secluded beach, right? Mm. So you pull up in Hickson Street, and then you got to go through that weird, like, there's like, I don't even know what you call them. It's all fenced off like electrical bits and pieces.
Yeah.
There. You got to walk through that and you come out to this beautiful landing, right? It's like a glider's pad, you know, where people go hang gliding. They jump off there. And then you've got to walk down this like ridiculous, like 500 meter path. And walking down's great. You're looking at the view. It's amazing. And the beaches are quiet, right? Because it's a bit of a pain in the A to get to.
It's pretty much inaccessible.
It's not inaccessible. It's a good path, but it is real hard. The path coming, and that's something I didn't think about. When I was running down the path to get in the ocean, I'm like, right, I just need to get there. And while I'm running down, I'm building momentum, right? I'm getting down quick.
Speed, yeah.
And then so we spend a fair chunk of time in the water, and it's amazing. And of course, yesterday, if you didn't hear the news, Jess was mentioning a lot of shark sightings around town. So I was like, well, there's not a lot of people here at this beach. Like, imagine if we get eaten by a shark. Anyway, we're there for about half an hour. We're fine. There for about half an hour, and I wish we were there longer because holy heck, I needed to be soaking myself in that fresh water before going back up that hill.
It's a big hill on a hot day.
It's like a 400 meter incline. Like, so your girl is there in her bikini, sweating her ring out halfway up. I'm like, I need a little rest. Marcus is like, are you right? I'm like, I'm not okay.
Just puffing and panting and wheezing.
So embarrassed.
Like a penguin from Toy Story.
By my lack of fitness. We got to the top and I was like, can we go back to Dixon Park Beach? Now I need another swim to cool off again.
Well, it was a hot day too.
So hot. And then we were like, well, we've got things to do. We've got to go and do the shopping. We've got to go to do the groceries or whatever. Marcus, we got to the top and he was like, yeah, I think I'm in for that another swim as well. I'm like, can we go to a beach where we can park as close as possible
at water level
to the body of water so I can just run in?
Straight to Nelson Bay.
Yeah.
It's the only option where you can actually step out the car into the water.
I've really underestimated the walk back up from Burwood Beach. Beautiful beach, though. My God.
Good. You know what? Controversial. I'm going to say good beach for winter. Because you're just there for the view. Yeah. You walk down and then it's not hot when you walk up.
Marcus, I've never heard him whinge so much. Jesus, no wonder this beach isn't busy. It's a pain in the ass to get to.
Lesson learned. Yes, is indeed. All I can say. Well, good luck with your journey. What we might do through the week is like get some tips for where beaches, like different beaches Tyler should go to.
I need some hidden gems. I need some local intel. Yes, please.
That will be awesome. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, my God. It's welcome to Tuesday. That's all I can say. If you're just joining us, we've had a couple of technical issues behind the scenes.
We've got everyone running around us like headless chooks.
I know. And we just have to just float on the duck pond.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is all good. One thing that's been driving this country absolutely wild, though, is Macca's.
Yeah, the summer menu.
Yeah, well, it's a specific item on the summer menu.
Yes.
Reveal.
The potato scallop.
Now, it did come out of nowhere. I never thought I would see Macca's bring out a potato scallop.
But then they had, like, jalapeno poppers and, like, cheese sticks and stuff. Like, what are they trying to do to stick to your chicken nuggets, mate?
Look, I'm not against them for all that, but the potato scallop is something that has always been sacred to your local chippy.
Famously.
And I've never seen it anywhere else. You don't see it on, like, fine dining or anything.
No.
And you don't see it at Macca's until now.
This is the thing. I feel like people, it's dividing the nation as well, Crevo, because you either love it or you hate it, and people are trying to get their hands on it. A lot of Macca's are sold out, apparently. We tried to get some.
Yeah, we tried to get some yesterday. And even our producer, DJ Mike, he has, like, secret contacts with McDonald's headquarters, and they couldn't even do it. Sorry, sold out.
Do you know who we are?
Well, that's what he was saying.
Right.
Apparently he even knows, like, the CEO of McDonald's, and they couldn't even get any.
So we're relying on you, the people of Newcastle and the Hunter, to tell us, are they good, are they bad? The Macca's scallops, do you love them, do you hate them?
4967 4105, like, when we eventually get, like, the ability to buy them, should we buy some?
Yeah, is it worth it?
Are they any good, or should I stick to the local chippy?
I mean, Ridge Street Takeaway, Merriweather's the best takeaway shop in Newcastle. You can fight me on that. I don't think they're going to do a better potato scallop than Ridge Street.
Okay, or one of your local ones.
Of course.
Everyone that gets on the show today in the draw for this escape to two people to Crown Plaza Hunter Valley, all you got to do is give us the scoop. Are these Macca scallops any good?
They come with chicken salt too, which is a new item to the McDonald's menu as well. Is the chicken salt good? I want details.
Yeah, information, details. Give us a call. 4967 4105. Love them or hate them, the Macca's scallops, we need to know. We'll get your answers on the air next at New FM as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. We've got to talk about these new Macca's scallops.
The Novos.
Of course, they are dividing the nation, Crevo.
This is, like, when I saw this news, oh, wait, this is big.
Huge.
Yeah, because it's one of Australia's favourite items.
Signature.
Yeah, and you know, usually when you get one from a takeaway, yes, there are better and worse, but there's a consistency to them.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
And they can't be too greasy.
No.
You've got to have the perfect amount of grease.
That's
too
right.
Too much. It'll bug you.
And there's a lot of different factors that go into it. That's why we need a report. Somebody that's actually tasted one of these things, because they are rare as hen's teeth.
We've put them up. We've put a poll up on our Instagram as well, @thenovos_. Do you love them? Do you hate them? Are they meh?
So jump on there quickly and do your votes now. But we are going to talk to somebody who has tasted one with her own mouth. Alyssa, how's Maitland this morning?
It is great.
Yeah, it's going to be another great day, I think. Let's talk about this. So tell us, first of all, which Macca's did you taste it at?
Okay, I got it at the Heverbrae Macca's.
Okay.
Just down the road from us. All right. And what time of day was it?
I think it was about 10:30. It was just after the breakfast.
Yeah.
Little brunch scallop.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. All right. So early in the day, you know the cooks are going to be fresh. They're going to be on their game, ready to go. So we've got to start working through some of these things. First of all, texture of the potato inside. What was that like?
Okay, I'm going to be brutally honest. It was absolutely terrible.
Are you joking me?
Now, why was it terrible, Alyssa?
It was cold.
Oh.
Well, that's no good.
It was cold and it was just like rubbery. And it tasted like it had sat there for a week.
Oh, jeez, this is breaking my heart.
No chicken salt.
No chicken salt?
So,
none.
See, I heard you get a sachet with it. Did they not provide a sachet?
No.
Oh, my God. This is an absolute outrage.
It was very disappointing. $3.05 for two potato scallops, and I only had, like, four bites out of one, and the others went out the window.
That is an absolute rip, because there are so many good fish and chip shops around town that you could go to and get... What, 10 scallops for $3, I reckon?
No, like, they're not that cheap. They are like 50 cents or a dollar each.
Okay, well, you could get four or five.
Yeah, look, prices...
And they taste better.
Oh, yeah it's fresh. Taste is what we're talking about here. Now, I do have to ask about the, like, just for a full report, the outside coating, was there a crispiness level to it, or was it no good as well?
It was cold, so no. Whatever crispiness once was there had disappeared. The colour was good.
Okay.
The size was good. It was like the palm of my hand, probably a bit bigger.
That's good.
Yeah.
Pretty much a generic scallop.
Yeah.
But it just was terrible. I was really disappointed.
Well, look, Alyssa, I'm sorry for your loss. you know, you cannot get that money back.
Or time.
But we've learnt a valuable lesson. Stick to your local chippy. They're doing a great job.
I appreciate
the report.
Thanks, Alyssa. We've also got some results on our poll on Instagram. 40% of voters saying they love them.
Okay.
10% are saying they hate them. But 50% are saying meh. Take it or leave it.
You know what? I think it's going to be a bit of a meh product. That's my instinct.
I'm going to go out and try one for myself.
Look, of course, I have to get my laughing gear around my own scallop.
Absolutely.
Because there is a chance that Alyssa, like, got one on a bad
day. It's subjective too, right?
Like, I've had better and worse Macca's meals over time.
Yeah, of course.
But I feel like the local chippy with their thick cuts potato that actually has that massive crunch that you can hear audibly.
And feel.
Cannot be beat.
Never, ever.
Anyway, that's the report.
A great analysis from Alyssa, though, I must say.
She did a fantastic job. Hey, up next, I've now been married for about a month.
I can't believe it.
And, you know, had the little wedding just before we went on our trip. So I'm going to give a bit of an analysis of what married life was like.
Big changes.
Oh, it's huge. By that, I mean, not too many, but a few. All right, we'll get into the details in just a minute. You're waking up with the Novos. We're going to do it straight away, unpack married life now that I'm married.
The Novos.
Announced it on the show yesterday. Very exciting. Got married just before our holiday.
Yeah, you sneaky
awesome.
Little devil. Kept it a big old secret from everyone here.
Well, I thought it's more fun to do a surprise on the show.
Absolutely.
And you were surprised, you know.
Totally surprised.
Got ya. It was
Got
great.
Me.
And, of course, I've had my eyes open because now I'm married. Married life.
Yeah, what's
right?
it like?
Well, here's the thing. A couple of things that I've noticed. First one is... I think Emmy quite likes seeing me with the ring on.
Does she?
She's like, oh, you look quite mature with that
yeah,
on.
It's fresh too,
it's
isn't
fresh.
It?
It's fresh. It's very shiny.
Yeah.
People just, like, I guess, especially ladies like shiny things.
Yeah.
Just how it is. The other thing I've noticed is, because we've actually been together the best part of a decade.
Yeah, of course.
It's more just, like, little fun things you say and stuff. So, for example, we're having, like, little pasta dinner, and she grabs a pepper grinder and goes... put, you want a bit of pepper on your pasta? I was like, yeah, yeah, okay. And she goes, God, I'm a good wife. Just grinds a bit of pepper on there. And then, like, I couldn't find something, I think in the cupboard or the pantry or whatever. And to be honest, I had a man look.
Like, yeah, of course he did.
Didn't properly look. And Emmy was like, oh, it's right there, you know, right in front of me. Look properly. I was like, oh, that's why I married you. You know, that sort of gear. And then the other thing I've noticed, I think I'm expected to do more handyman work now.
Really? Now that you're a husband?
Yeah, so first day we got back, doing the lawns.
Yeah, that's where you belong.
Emmy was, to be fair, she was on the mower. I was on the whippersnipper.
Were you?
She loves the mower.
Yeah, me and Emmy are cut from the same cloth. I love a good mow as well.
But then it's the first day back from holiday. Like, normally you just take a break,
and relax,
straight on the whippersnipper.
Oh, well.
And then yesterday, she's like, hey, come out here. The tap's broken. I need you to fix that. I'm like, I'm not a plumber. Still fix it, though.
Yeah, because you're married now. Husband. Yeah, you're married.
I think you automatically learn handyman skills once it happens.
That's the expectation.
That's what's happened. I've just, like, absorbed them through osmosis.
So, all in all, nothing's changed.
Not a lot, really.
Just a different title.
Yeah, exactly, and a few jokes.
Yeah, and, I mean, you can plan another honeymoon now, if you like, as well.
Well, that's a good excuse. You know what, we've got a break in March.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's...
Keep the dream alive.
I want to go for it. I want a proper honeymoon. I want a honeymoon.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I do deserve it. Totally. I haven't had much time off recently.
Not at all.
Exactly.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo. New
FM. Right, now, Crevo, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you have an item of clothing that you cannot part with?
Yes.
What is it?
It's this hoodie jumper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's made of hemp material.
Oh, so it's super comfy.
It's so soft. The arms are all in tatters.
Yeah.
Emmy has asked me to throw it out so many times.
But you won't.
It's just so comfortable.
Yep.
Like, you cannot explain. It, like, breathes so well, and you can't get this one anymore.
Is it just a house shirt now?
Oh, yeah. You couldn't wear it in public.
Right.
Okay. No, it'd be too embarrassing.
I've got an item.
Okay.
They're my stinky Birkenstocks. These, and I mean, I wear these in public all the time. These shoes, I'm holding them up in my hand right now. Mm. They stink. I purchased them when I first went to Germany for the first time in Berlin, right? From the Birkenstocks, like, factory.
That's a kind of cool story.
I cannot part with them because they've molded to my feet so perfectly. But the amount of complaints I had from friends and family over the summer break about how much these things reek. And see how worn out it is from when I, like, drag my heels?
Mm.
So bad. Like, they need to go in the bin, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to take a whiff?
Want me to smell your shoe?
Go on, smell it. I want you to. All right, he's taking a bigger whiff. You got to take a big...
Oh, that is rank.
And they're still a bit wet from when I went to the beach yesterday, so they're extra pongy.
What's that white? Is that mold at the front of those white spots?
No, it would be a bit of rust from the buckles because the salt water gets in there.
Oh, my God. You need to get rid of those.
I will never.
Those are a crime.
I refuse. They're so comfortable.
That's a biohazard.
It's not.
It is. You need to get rid of them.
I will never. But I want to know, on 4967 4105, what item of clothing do you refuse to throw out?
Or dobbing your partner.
Yes.
Because I know you're refusing the Birks, but... I think it's a lot of the time it's blokes
who
will not get rid of that shirt, like the band shirt or like...
Or a pair of undies, like
comfy,
in Marcus's instance.
Oh, some, yeah.
A pair of underwear, they've got a big old hole in the butthole. He refuses to get rid of them.
Are they lucky or something?
Dunno. He's got a million other pairs.
4967 4105, what item of clothing do you refuse to throw out? Or maybe it's your partner. Everyone that gets on the show this week in the draw for an escape for two to the Crown Plaza.
I've got a stinky old pair of Birkenstocks that I purchased almost 10 years ago now.
They are a biohazard.
Like, they should be,
you know, in The Simpsons where the guy, like Homer or whoever, picks up the radioactive bars with those tongs in that
the
suit?
The big tongs. I should not be wearing them on my feet. I should be using tongs to pick them up.
To throw them into some sort of, like, special, I don't know. It should
waste bucket.
They should be sealed in concrete. And then thrown to the bottom of a river.
But they're so comfortable. And the amount of complaints I had from family and friends over the summer break being like, what is that smell about? Like, that would be my shoes.
4967 4105.
Do you refuse to throw away an item of clothing?
I feel like there would be a lot of people that have got that one T-shirt, particularly for women. I know I've got that pair of jeans, and I'm like, oh, they're a size 8. I might fit into them again one day. I'll hold on to them just in case. I'm never going to fit into them ever again.
Okay, here's something really embarrassing.
Yeah.
At the bottom of my wardrobe, I have, like, one shelf of clothes that I want to fit into but don't.
Yeah. And you, everyone's got at least one item of clothing like that, right? One size too small.
Or
yeah.
They're like the right size, but they were a small cut.
Right.
And you go, I only need to eat a few less pies and they'll fit, you know?
I'll be right. We're going to Katie in Cardiff. Katie, hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, but I'm going to be admitting something incredibly embarrassing here.
All right, hit us.
It's the first step of moving through a problem. Denial, I was in it. Now, my daughter just turned 8, and I've had size 26 maternity underwear that I have just parted with, and I'm not happy with it. I'm not okay. I'm absolutely not okay.
No.
I miss them.
I was going to say, the bigger the better when it comes to undies. Like, I will go, like, 3 or 4 sizes up in undies if
really?
They're good, comfy undies that I want to wear to bed. Yep.
Look, I'm a size 14. These are a size 26 maternity underwear. These are like
doubled.
Shorts. These are shorts.
But you don't want to get rid of them because they were so comfy.
I was made to get rid of them. My daughter and my husband made me get rid of them, made me part with them.
No.
But they also made me realise that I am actually a ridiculous hoarder. So we went through the house cleaning a lot of drawers out, and one of it started off with a snap lock bag of, you know, when you buy clothing and you have that stretchy elastic bit?
Yes.
I'd cut that off and put it in a snap lock bag. Well, that turned into be a huge, like, Tupperware drawer full of all
collection.
Of these random bits of offcuts that are never going to be used. But I'm like, well, maybe I'll... No, that
gotta
go as well.
Katie, you know what time it is now, though?
What?
It's time to go out and buy some new bloomers.
Oh, I have. And it's life-changing, but I miss my shorts.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
And once they're gone, you never forget them, do
and
you?
Then,
R.I.P.
No matter how many times you try to replace them, they're never the same, are they?
Nah, there's
not
something
ever.
About it. Hey, what's the goss up next? And we've gotten our hands on, this is very juicy, some of the WhatsApp group. Is it from The Bachelor,
wasn't
it?
The Bachelor contestants. They've got a group chat.
A secret group chat.
It's been leaked.
Screenshots. We've got them.
The juiciest thing you'll ever hear.
You got to hear this stuff, and we've got it on the NX.
Bonobos with Tyler and Prevo.
The hottest music.
TikTok, turn it up.
It's my favourite.
What's the goss?
New FM.
So, Crevo, there's been a leaked WhatsApp group chat from the current Bachelor contestants.
Oh, this is so juicy.
Which involves Tash and Marjorie getting shirty with Jasmine. Jasmine's the poor girl who had her privacy violated because Tash randomly told all the other contestants that she had an OnlyFans account, so they just started looking her up.
Oh, my God.
Whilst in the Bachelor mansion.
I mean, it's pretty bad. Also, someone called Marjorie.
Yeah.
Are they like 100?
Yep.
Have you ever met anyone called Marjorie under 100?
Never.
I never have.
So, I mean, Marjorie's a mean girl. she has chimed in literally with the most obscure insult I've ever heard in my entire life. I don't know the context of what's happened before this, but Marjorie has said to Jasmine, "Don't know who you're calling a Muppet, sweetheart, but you look like a squash toilet roll." A squash toilet roll.
It's quite an obscure insult.
It's like, obviously so rude and nasty, but how does her mind come up with that? Like, I'm going to store that deep in the back of my mind because as soon as I need to drag someone I hate, I'll be using that.
Yeah, because look, there's something about it because toilet paper has a certain smell, doesn't it?
It's squashed.
And squashed,
like,
as well.
The thing that I think of when I hear the word squash toilet roll is that, like, you've packed some TP for an emergency in your backpack and then it's gotten squished by your water bottle and everything else
in your
backpack, you know?
There's nothing. You don't know why it's insulting, but you know it is.
And you don't know why it's squished either. Like, why squished?
I don't know, but all of it's juicy.
Anyway, Tash just replied with a big old ha-ha and then said, "Jasmine, you're so weird. Stop talking to me. I'm sorry the Daily Mail doesn't find you interesting or any of the guys on the show find you interesting either."
Oh, I mean, it's so catty and childish, isn't
so
it?
So mean.
That's the tone of the show, though, isn't
totally.
It?
Totally.
That, between that, is it... Okay, here's a question. Do you think it's less mature than Maths?
I think it's probably on par.
I think they're about the same.
I think the chaotic energy isn't really on par with Maths.
Yeah.
Maths is chaotic, The Batchy, I feel like it's just bitchy.
They should rebrand it
as the Bitchula.
Well, there's a great idea, and we'll leave it right there because you'll never beat that.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, Crevo, yesterday I walked past Waratah West Public. Mm. On the, you know how they've all got those little notice boards saying, Happy Holidays!
Yeah, yeah.
Returning 31st of January. I forgot how big the summer holiday is.
Yeah, 6 weeks usually.
So long.
Yeah.
I want to know, on 4967-4105, you're in the thick of school holidays now. Are your kids doing your head in?
Because I still got 2 weeks to go.
And I mean, Christmas is over. Yep. The madness of Christmas. Everyone's back at work now. Like, the majority of people are back at work.
The kids are starting to get bored of the toys.
100%.
Like, they got them in Christmas, and that keeps them well occupied for a bit.
For 5 minutes.
But then, I've already played with that.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah.
What else can I get my hands on?
Exactly.
What can I get out of the fridge? What can I steal out of the pantry that I'm not allowed to have?
Oh, the good food. Yeah. Like the snacks and everything.
And I mean, if mum and dad are at work, they're just helping themselves, aren't they?
I heard a story of a guy had to lock his snacks up with a lock.
You're kidding.
And even he had a special fridge which he had to put a lock on for that as well.
Did he put cameras up around the house too to see who the culprit was?
Not a chance. No one would
surely
do that.
Surely not.
But surely not. 4967-4105. Are the kids doing your head in?
And what naughty things are they doing? I want to know.
Yeah, look, this is your chance to vent.
We are your therapist.
Yeah, and how's this? Everyone that gets on the show this morning, in the draw for an escape for two people, so you can't take the kids.
Kid-free weekend.
To the Crown Plaza Hunter Valley. It's like a voucher, so you can use it later.
Yeah.
Like, get a babysitter and get some, like, peace.
Oh, you know
quiet.
What? At this point, leave the kids at home and let them run wild.
Yeah, who cares?
Do whatever
not your
you
problem.
Do whatever you got to do to survive.
Do not do that. We did not endorse that.
4967-4105. Are your kids doing your head in their school holidays? And I want to know what naughty things they're up to as well.
If they've done something real naughty, we want to hear it. Tyler and Crevo and the kids, are they doing your head in this school holidays?
Novos.
Yeah, we're in the thick of it now, aren't we?
The heavy end, because it's 2 weeks to go. That means I've been at home for four.
And Christmas is over.
Yeah.
The novelty of all the toys have worn off.
You can't even go, like, you won't get your Christmas presents if you don't clean your room.
There's no threats. Do you know what Mum used to threaten us with?
What?
You won't get new school shoes if you're naughty. And, God, we used to wear out our school shoes. So going back to a fresh year with ratty shoes was a big threat.
Yeah.
Because
you want fresh kicks if you can, like, if you can get them.
100%.
Because, like, that's how you look good. Let's go to the phones, though. Let's meet our first caller. Jessica, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Never better, Jessica. It's a fantastic day. How are you dealing with the kids, though?
Oh, look, I'm back at work, so it's pretty easy at the moment. But I had the first half off, and I tell you, I don't think it's any easier when they're back at school because they whinge about what they have to do at school.
Of course
they
do.
And then when they're at home, they're bored. So you can't win. You lose either way.
Did they do anything specific that really got you?
Oh, it's the same stuff. They argue. They hate each other. They love each other. They get on their nerves. Leave me alone. Now I want to play. Oh, just shut up and get along.
See, and then when they do get along, they're scheming.
Against you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're quiet now. What are you doing? What are you planning? So, yeah, you can never win.
And do they ever gang up on you, Jessica, when they're getting along?
No, they know better.
Oh, yeah, smart. They're smart. You've raised them
they
well.
They are smart.
Good job.
Indeed.
Good job.
Let's go to Chloe on the Sunny Coast. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how you going?
Very well. Now, are your kids doing your head in these school holidays? Tell us, what are they up to?
Absolutely. And my chaos is never ending because they're actually under school age.
Oh.
So my husband and I thought we'd have a sneaky sleep in because our baby didn't sleep. And we left our 3.5-year-old to his own devices downstairs.
Oh, no.
He emptied the Band-Aid packet and covered himself head to toe in Band-Aids. But if that wasn't enough, he proceeded to tell us when we came down the stairs that toilet training is such a waste of time. And so he had weed all over the floor and then also covered himself in the spray cream out of the fridge.
Oh, my God. The spray cream. What's that?
Like the whipped cream in a can?
Like the whipped cream in a can, yeah.
It's like Band-Aids.
I am just soaking up this, like, child-free drive to work, I tell you.
Chloe, it sounds like you deserve it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you deserve way more than just a peaceful drive.
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
We're gonna chuck
whatever I can get.
Oh well, we're gonna chuck you in the draw for a kid-free weekend away at the Crown Plaza. Okay.
Oh, perfect. Sounds good. Although, to be honest, I think the Crown Plaza has that great water park.
So forget it, Chloe.
Harry
forget
will
it.
Be all about that.
No, forget it. You deserve a kid. Don't even put the kids in the car. Leave them at home. Let them play with their own Band-Aids for as long as they like. You deserve a weekend away. All right, sis. You're in the draw.
Okay, yep, that's fantastic. Thank you.
And enjoy the Seni Coast. Great part of the world.
Isn't it what?
Oh, my God. Look, good luck to all the parents out there.
You've got 2 weeks left.
You're on the home stretch. You can do this, yep. Is what I'm saying. Up next, we are talking about the Macca's scallops because, of course, we tried to get some yesterday, couldn't even get our hands on them, even with contacts at the highest level of Macca's.
Right.
But we did have a little report, and we've also got a poll on our Instagram, at the Novos _. Get on there and vote. Are they good, bad, or otherwise? Because we need to know before we try them.
It's time to chat about these Macca's scallops that they're literally on the lips of everyone.
The Novos.
We couldn't get them, though.
No.
We tried yesterday.
We tried.
Yeah, we had our producer ring up the CEO of Macca's or something.
Couldn't get them.
Sold out. Anyway, we did find a listener, though.
Yeah, because we have to rely on the listener to give us this intel.
Yeah, exactly. So we spoke to Alyssa, who told us all about how her experience eating the scallops went down.
Okay, I'm going to be brutally honest. It was absolutely terrible.
Are you joking me?
It was cold, so no. Whatever crispiness once was there had disappeared.
Oh, jeez, this is breaking my heart.
No chicken salt.
No chicken salt?
So,
no.
Did they not provide a sachet?
No.
I mean, both you said it yourself, Crevo. Our hearts are breaking.
They are.
Hearts are breaking all around the nation.
I think... There was a collective excitement about this product launch.
Yep.
You know, we've had a rough couple of years, and then Macca's comes along and they said, we're going to give you scallops.
We're going to fix every problem you've ever had in the last 3 years.
There were smiles throughout the nation. People grinned as they looked at their phone and saw that little news come in their feed.
And, of course, a potato scallop, a new item on the menu.
Mm.
Chicken salt, a new item on the Macca's menu as well, and then they dare not to give it to you when you get a scallop.
I mean, I'm not sure that that's the experience of everyone, but we just have to rely on the listeners that give us the information and intel.
That was the only feedback we received, so I'm going in with a bad attitude towards it. And, I mean, the poll on our Instagram also reflects that, Crevo. 15% of the votes said they love them.
Okay.
23% of the votes said they hate them.
Oof.
62% of the votes were meh.
So there's like...
Could take it or leave it.
70% are on the bad side of scallop history.
You're better off going to your local fisho.
And support them, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, everything's, like, tough times at the moment. Support your local chippy. It seems like they're going to give you a better result.
Only tough people last, and tough people will go to a good fish and chip shop and get a good scallop.
So true. Well, that's pretty much a wrap on today's show.